God bless all our listeners out there, and welcome back to Champion FM Radio's Blast from the Past broadcast. You're with me, DJ ELC, and I'm digging deep into the archives once again, and into the annals of history of some music that I had discovered and enjoyed. So join me as we travel back into time for more great Christian classic hits. Today's scripture passage is from Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 until 13, where Jesus talks about the future. And it says this: "Then you will be arrested and handed over to be punished and killed. People all over the world will hate you because you believe in me. During that time, many believers will lose their faith. They will turn against each other and hate each other. Many false prophets will come and cause many people to believe things that are wrong. There will be so much more evil in the world that the love of most believers will grow cold. But the one who remains faithful to the end will be saved." You know, I was prompted to research about desiring for our first love, that craving for God, and then this came up. You see, Jesus was speaking about the future. Does it sound frighteningly familiar? Like perhaps it describes the present era? So 2,000 years ago, our Lord and Savior was already warning about such things that would happen. Well, Jesus was spot on. Now let's have a quick look at what he says. Firstly, he warns about persecution from non-believers. Well, yep, that's already happening. They will hate us for our convictions in him, our uncompromising beliefs. But what shook me up was verse 10. And it suggests that many who embrace the faith will turn away from it and be enemies of the faithful. Jesus also warns of false teachers, leaders, and prophets, and reiterates in verse 12 about the love of many believers dying out. That means growing cold. But Jesus gives us the yardstick in verse 13 by telling us that if we remain faithful until the end, we are indeed safe. In this supposedly doom and gloom passage, I want us to look and focus at the last verse as an encouragement, where Jesus offers that hope in him, that as long as we remain faithful in him, everything will be all right. Don't look at any circumstance, but look above that and look at the Lord, who is bigger than pain, persecution, and even hate. Church, look into Jesus. Amen. Welcome once again to our Wednesday Blast, and I'm DJ ELC. And we begin today with a pop rock number from the band Allies with Shoulder to Shoulder.
We will Greatest single cause of atheism in the world today is Christians, who acknowledge Jesus with their lips and walk out the door and deny him by their lifestyle. That is what an unbelieving world simply finds unbelievable.
What if I His love that gave, that can't It's all about him.
And you heard two legendary Christian rock bands. The song just played was from White Heart with Montana Sky. And before that was DC Talk, asking the question, what if I stumble? More classic music coming up after these messages. And from Dr. Tony Evans, we feature today our video of the day entitled Choosing Jesus is Worth It, which is a powerful and convicting clip that you and your families must watch. It's about faith, about trusting in God wholeheartedly. Go to our website and to our inspirational page to watch this after our broadcast.
Psalm chapter 1 verse 1 to 2 says this: great blessings belong to those who don't listen to evil advice, who don't live like sinners, and who don't join those who make fun of God. Instead, they love the Lord's teachings and think about them day and night. September's question of the month encourages you to share what God has shown you in your daily devotions and quiet time moments with Him. Go to our website and follow the pop-up box and write into Champion FM Radio. We want to hear from you.
It's me, DJ ELC, here on our Wednesday Blast. And here is Larry Bryant with Sometimes I'm Samson from 1987.
This man is what I want to be. All I want to be. Take me back to the foot of the cross. Take me back. Take this world and all of the things I hold on to. Suffered the pain beyond compare, but this time seems more than I can bear. Bring back your holy fire, heal this broken heart. Of the darkest night, use me, Lord. Let me stand, let me stand in the flame of your awesome healing fire. You know how I feel, 'cause you've been there. You suffer the pain beyond compare, but this time seems more than I can bear. Bring back your holy fire, heal this broken heart. Lift me up and take me higher, like you did from the start.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
Taken from the Celtic Chill Out series, that was Ryan Barnes with Holy Fire. We continue our music with Wayne Watson with a track dedicated to his sons entitled Watercolor Ponies.
my refrigerator door, and the shape of something I don't really recognize. Brushed with careful little fingers and put proudly on display, a reminder to us all of how time flies. Seems an endless mound of laundry and a stairway laced with toys gives a blow-by-blow reminder of the that we fight for their well-being, for their greater understanding, to impart a holy reverence for the Lord. But baby, what will we do when it comes back to me and you? They look a little less like little boys every day. Oh, the pleasure of watching the children growing is mixed with a bitter cup of knowing the watercolor ponies will one day ride away. And the vision can get so narrow as you view through your tiny world, and little victories can go by with no applause. But in the greater evaluation, as they fly from your nest of love, may they mount up with wings as eagles for His cause. Still I wonder, baby, what will we do when it comes back to me and you? They look a little less like little boys every day. For the pleasure of watching the children growing is mixed with a bitter cup of knowing the watercolor ponies will one day.
Holding the hand.
Him. You heard from one of my favorite songwriting artists. That was Chris Eaton with All or Nothing off his Wonderful World album. The month is almost up, and in October, we will be celebrating Pastors Appreciation Month. We encourage all listeners to write in and share a word of thanks to their pastors and tell us how they have been a blessing in your life. All this happening in the month of October. So do watch out for it in the coming days on Champion FM Radio's website.
Starting August 2021, it's our Listen to the Bible program in a year with Champion FM Radio as we embark on reading the Word of God together. So join us as we explore together the easy-to-read version a modern and contemporary style of our generation, without compromising God's truth. You'll also be able to read the text version after each daily broadcast reading from our website at www.championfmmusic.com. So, stay with Champion FM Radio as we read God's holy word every day.
You're listening to Champion FM Radio, and here is a rarity from Alan Salt with Someone's Waiting.
Quiet place, far away, in the center of my heart, sheltered by the solitude, like my daddy's arms, seeking and knowing I will find. Resting these weary eyes, leaving my deepest fears behind, under
in His name, His name, we can dry the child's tears, calm the widow's fears, in His name, in His name, His name, to feed those who are hungry, listen to the lonely, in His name.
Champion FM, it's all about Him.
And that was White Heart with a call to reach out to do the work of Jesus with the song In His Name. And before that, another vintage song for all you listeners out there from Nofu and the track You Breathe. You know, church, we have to brace ourselves for what may be coming. When persecution starts and hatred turns against us because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But stand strong in His Word and in His presence. Because you know what? We win in the end. Remember that. I'll leave you with the band Lamb, a Messianic Jew band, and the song Send Revival from their 1990 album Seer. It's another track that has inspired my whole life. This is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Well, I come from a nation who was born long ago. My father was Abraham and my mother Sarah. Well, they listened to God's voice and they followed His call. And by faith did a nation grow. Awake, O my people, in whose heart is the word. Fear not any man, but only the Lord. For His anger has turned, the time has arrived to gather His children home. Say,
send revival. For revival's our song. Fill our hearts with you, God, with you, love. Send revival. For revival's our song. Fill our hearts with you, God, with you, love. Fill our hearts with you, power, with you, love.
It's all about him.
And they're